What are you doing?
Alright, mate. Alright, boy.
Alright, boy, how are you? What was all that about?
Don't know, a little bit of beatbox.
Beatboxing? You're freestyling?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
You suddenly, like...
It's a Friday, isn't it?
Got really cool.
Beatbox day.
Is it Friday?
Friday, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was the day.
Oh, it's just my day.
Your day is Friday.
Every day's a beatbox day.
Thank Crunchy.
Thank fuck it's Friday. TFI Friday. Went to see TFI Friday.
When?
When it was around. When it was being recorded.
Oh, I thought you meant like recently.
No. Back in the day.
They did a comeback, didn't they?
Yo, it's terrible.
It's awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was it even Chris Evans? Or they?
Yeah, it was with... we've talked about this, I think, maybe. I always say that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I went to see it recorded. It was good, man.
Yeah? Yeah. Who was on when you went?
Do you know what? I can't remember, but I remember a band called Manson. Do you remember them?
Yeah, yeah. Wide Open Space.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they played that, obviously.
Yeah, good song.
Yeah, that was a good song. I remember that. But yeah, we were down in the music bit, not up in the...
Up in the Lords.
Up in the Lords. Although Sarah got asked to go up there, but she wouldn't go because they wouldn't let me and my brother go.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not? Too ugly for TV. Fair enough.
Why? But... Brother's not.
No, of course he's not a good looking lad, and he's got the looks, isn't he?
You've got the look!
Jesus! How many have you had?
Just half.
So, what do you want to talk about today, mate?
We've got a list of topics. Should we run through them? What do we usually do? I can't remember. Do we, at the top, we go through them?
I normally preview them, don't I?
But yes, you do.
I'll be honest, I think you should preview it today.
Should I?
Yeah.
Because
you've done a little list.
You're
DJ for the day.
I am DJ for the day. Well, we're going to talk about various things, but the most scared we've ever been.
Yeah.
Bands we'd like to see reformed.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Which is good, because you and I both love our music a lot.
We went
to a festival fairly recently, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it sounded quite good.
It's really good, all points east.
The band sounded great. It sounded like you got a little bit wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pissed it down during Primal Scream. Pissed it down. Got a bit moist.
Scariest film. What would you rescue from a burning house? And we've discounted family and pets because that's a given.
Inanimate objects.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, something that's exactly.
Something that means a lot to you.
Yeah, mate. And it'd be good news readers.
Newsreaders. Been a long time coming, this topic. I've been trying to get this on the fucking list.
On the agenda.
For the last, we've done 12 so far. This is number 13.
Is
I've been
it?
Trying to get it.
Unlucky for some.
Yeah, it could be. But we're going to do newsreaders. Huge list.
Let's do that.
Huge list of newsreaders I want to talk you through.
And then lastly...
And then the last one is... it's a bit ill-defined, I'll be honest.
Yeah. Broad.
Basically, it's about, could you take on professional sportsmen at other sports and beat them? So that's quite well-defined, actually.
It is. Well, you think you've defined it. You've done well. Yeah, that's great. That's the intro. I think we're all set. Did you want to just quickly, because we've had some feedback and we love feedback.
Yeah.
Well, when we say love feedback, what do we think about feedback?
Well, I know. Well, I don't even want to discuss it.
We generally discount it.
Yeah.
I think all I want to do is make each other laugh.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Trump's in town, or he was in town, wasn't he? He's in Ireland.
What's
now.
That got to do with feedback?
Part of the feedback was that a bit of topicality might be good,
okay.
I rather than stuff that makes us laugh. So, actually,
we're not fucking. Have I got news for you?
We're not, are we?
No. So fuck off. Whoever fed that back can do one.
Do you know there's a point of view about Trump though? What I will say is that there are a lot of people, and obviously he got voted in by some people.
Well, he did, but more people voted for Hillary Clinton.
Correct, but that's the difference between the way that our elections work, first past the post, which is the one in the US, and we're not.
There's his electoral college, ours is first past the post. But even that doesn't work anyway.
No, it doesn't. I mean, it's all flawed, but inherently, there are a lot of Trump supporters that say, in general, Trump is a fucking idiot and an absolute megalomaniac and clearly suffering some kind of mental issues.
Yeah.
But what I do say is the promises he made during his presidential campaign, he's actually fulfilling. So he's actually telling people as it is and fulfilling most of the pledges that he made in his presidential campaign. Now, obviously, those pledges are awful to the kind of left-leading liberals, which I would say I am, and I think you are as well.
Yeah.
But there is, I guess, something to be said for someone actually coming into politics, as mad as he is, and actually delivering on what he says.
No,
You don't think?
No, I don't. I don't think we should do politics in this because I'm going to get angry.
Okay. Well, maybe we could save it for a special.
We could do a politics special.
We
yeah.
could.
We could cover Brexit. We could cover Trump.
We
could cover all kinds of stuff,
but not today.
Because I think, actually, while we are on Trump, though, one thing I would say, I'm not a fan for all the reasons you've just outlined. But the one thing I would say is that all these people are protesting, fair play, got a right to protest, it's democracy. But I didn't see them coming out for the Chinese president, who has loads of human rights abuses in his country, and loads of other leaders that have been in Mugabe. That, there was no protest then. But maybe that's because they kind of don't expect, they expected those countries to just go sort of turn a blind eye to a state visit, whereas in America they expect the president to be better.
Possibly.
I think they hold it to high standards.
And they are a superpower, the biggest, really. So they are up there as a punching bag.
Yeah. I don't know, it's a funny one.
Right, let's leave
not talk about it.
All right.
Yep.
You're fat tonight,
aren't you? Yep.
Looking forward to it?
It is tonight.
Or whenever it is.
So I'm continuing to go out, Nicholas.
Like it.
Yep.
Okay.
So, shall we move on to the next topic?
Yeah, what are you doing then?
What do you mean?
You go, yep. Like some kind of mentalist.
Don't know what you're on about, mate.
Most scared? What's the most scared you've ever been? Yeah. I've got a few for these.
Have you?
And it's not what I would consider what we try and do here is be humorous and call each other a cunt all the time. But it's genuine.
Is that when you've been most scared when I called you a cunt?
Absolutely. I don't like it when you're really angry. Most scared?
Yeah.
You can go first.
No, I think you can.
Because
you've done some prep.
I've got my notes.
You've actually printed them out this time. It's quite impressive.
Thank you, mate.
Normally you write them down in a scrawny notebook and look really unprofessional. You don't give a shit about this podroid.
But the fact that I've prepared would suggest otherwise.
Yeah.
Most scared. So I've got three or four. It might be too long.
Are these situations or is it things that makes you most scared?
No, situations.
Situations, okay. Go. Number one. Are you ordering them or are you not ranked them yet?
I've got four ideas and they're in no particular order of pants shitting.
They're ideas or they happened?
No, they did happen.
Okay.
But I haven't got an idea as to
the
severity of being scared.
Go.
One was at football.
Yeah.
Barnet. I think we talked about going to Barnet back in the day, non-league.
Got to Barnet, yep.
Playing Shrewsbury.
Yes. So already sounds quite bad. Was it that bad a game?
It was a terrible game. Not that I meant. But they travelled.
Put the ball on the ground. I can't cope anymore.
They bought more fans than we're at home.
Yeah.
They bought more fans than we had.
Well, you've only got about three anyway, haven't you? But you support Arsenal really anyway.
Well, Barnet, my second team. Yeah.
Oh, don't start the second team stuff.
Oh, but that's fine, right? You can. Where's the rule that says you
can't? There isn't a rule. It's just a bit of a dick.
Well,
it's a bit like half and half, Scar.
Well, it's a bit like you with Ipswich and who's it? Palace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the ones I take my daughter to. It doesn't mean I support them.
But you do support them. You've acknowledged that they're your second team.
No, I haven't. I said I'm there. Of course I'll cheer for them, but I don't support them.
I think that's
look out for them.
Semantics, my friend.
It's just
anyway, Barnet, Shrewsbury bought a big mob down.
Mob?
Big Welsh lads.
Where are they?
Up for the piss and up for whatever.
It's not actually in Wales, though, is it?
Shrewsbury?
No.
Oh, no, you're right. It's right on the border.
Shropshire.
Yeah, right on the border. It's actually where my dad's very near from. So North Wales on the border.
Yeah.
Basically, they were giving it large the whole game and being gobshite 18, 17-year-olds who were giving it back. You know, we're no thugs.
How old were you?
16, 17.
Oh, okay, so about same age, yeah.
Yeah, and basically giving it large. Anyway, in those days, they used to let everyone out at the same time, so the away fans got let out. And basically, there was this group of 20, 30 lads waiting for us outside.
Oh, really?
Right, you're going to get the fucking shit kicked out of you. I'm not going to do a Shrewsbury accent. And we went, oh, yeah, all right. And there was about three of us, or five of us.
Yeah.
And they chased us back into the ground.
All right.
Around the pitch, we had to run.
The game had finished.
We had to run to the players' bar and force the door shut and hold it shut so they tried to get in. Because at Barnet games, there was probably about one policeman.
Well, where were the players?
They were in the players' lounge.
So couldn't they have stopped them?
Well, no, they were already inside. So basically, we had to barricade ourselves into the players' lounge.
But if they're already inside, surely then the players would help, you know?
I don't think we could rely on their fighting abilities over their magnificent non-league footballing abilities.
Well, I'm sure they might have told the others to fuck off.
Anyway, I thought at that point we were going to get an absolute shoeing.
Yeah.
And we were lucky that we managed to get into where we were. So that's number one. That was kind of where I was quite scared.
But it ended up as you were okay.
Absolutely fine. And some more police came and they fucked off.
Right, fair enough. Yeah.
But I was quite scared, you know.
Yeah, it would be.
But, you know, it was fine. Second one was... surfing in Polzeath, where I've just been, where
yes,
I've just come back
nice
from.
Nice part of the world.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And almost drowned. Very close, half an hour. Got the cord
just
ripped
this week.
Off. This was back when I was, about the same age.
Yeah.
Maybe slightly younger, actually. And was surfing badly.
Yeah.
And fell off a board. The cord came off the board. And I was left treading water in a rip current. Ripped tide for about half an hour.
Oh shit.
It got to about half an hour and I couldn't get closer to the beach. I was getting really tired and there was a point where I relaxed and kind of sunk down a little bit and I thought,
This is it. Gonna drown.
This is it. And then I went, nope.
That sounds scary.
It's put me off the sea forever. Now the girls, like last week, they were going bodyboarding and Sarah's brother Steve, he's a surfer, and he would take them out, and I can't go in
after that. Mm. I'll tell you what, mate, I know you've only told two of your little tales now, but that would be, for me, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, it was.
I would be proper shitting.
Yeah, it was really one of those moments where you think it wouldn't have taken much for me to go, that's that.
So again, you haven't finished the story, how did you get out of there?
Well, eventually I managed by luck, got swept out of the riptide, and then that means you get sucked back in by the waves, and managed to get back in and sat on the beach, sobbed for a bit and threw up. Bad man. I know it's not
great.
Particularly funny.
That's not funny.
That
was a gripping tale.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Gripping tale of woe.
But I am here to tell the tale.
You are.
It's pretty scared, man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I've got a couple. So I haven't prepared for this bit.
I also got some more, but you can go next.
Well, it's not the Nick show, is it? Alex and Nick's Podroids.
It certainly is the Nick and Alex's Podroids.
Alex and Nick's Podroids.
Yeah, we need to rebrand that.
I probably do if we're talking about how many people talk. I've got one at football.
Okay.
And I've also got one, I think, as a little lad, I really remember this.
Mm.
I remember being lost as a little lad. I couldn't tell you how old I was. Maybe three, four.
Can you tell me how old you were?
Three or four, five, something like that. You know,
so you can tell me.
No, I don't know. That's why I've given you an age range.
Okay.
In the three to six bracket, mate. And that was wondering about like a little toddler does around the British Home Stores department store.
BHS.
So Philip Green, corrupt. Crook. Yeah. Anyway, I was, you know, obviously around there with my mum or whatever. And then for some reason, I obviously went round the corner, got lost. And I couldn't find my mum. And I couldn't find her for ages as well. And I just remember, eventually I got found. And my mum was crying, I was crying. So I just...
Not buried a pedo, no?
No, stop it.
I'm sorry.
Don't ruin that story.
Yeah, yeah.
And then...
But was it?
Stop.
Anyway, obviously you got found.
No, but I got found, but I just remember. And I can still remember, you know, in the, you've got memories and they just sit in your brain. I can visualise it now in my brain.
Mm.
Just this thought of just being like, where am I? I've lost my mum.
Who am I?
And it's just like, what is going on?
Yeah? Something again?
Yeah. So you're just like, what the fuck is going on? And, you know, just that real sense of, like, being scared at that age.
Probably
horrible.
The first time you've been conscious of being scared at that
age. It probably is, but it's just lodged in my memory. It's like, it doesn't sound that horrific.
Yeah,
but I just
what's
going on?
Yeah.
And then I think the other one was at football. I played Ipswich are playing Birmingham City away in the League Cup semi-final. And...
Where?
At Birmingham City, St Andrews.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As soon as we got in there, and they're fucking proper tasty lot.
Zulus,
all that.
Yeah.
They were chucking coins at us, spitting at us, coffee, and I was right next to that netting. You know the netting that separates home and away fans.
Well, it's like they have in Italy and France.
Well, yeah, and they had stewards there, and the stewards would do fuck all. So people climbing on it, trying to get across. There's people above us, chucking stuff, spitting, etc. And then it was such a good.
How old were you?
20, so mid early 20s.
You're on your with mates?
No, I was with a couple of mates. Lad who had he'd never been to an Ipswich game before. I said, "Oh, big game, let's come along, it'd be great life." So I just drove over to Birmingham.
Yeah.
And it worked, you know, it's quite a good game, and I think it went to extra time.
Mm.
But when they scored, all their fans ran on the pitch, just like goading our fans.
Mm.
And I wasn't anywhere near the fans, so I wasn't involved in that. Mm. They're goading and they would run back into their end.
Come on, you cunts.
Yeah, exactly. And then every time the Ipswich fans, when we scored, because I think it's 2-2 at full time, and then went to extra time, they won.
Mm.
So they play Liverpool in the final. But we would do the same, because they're getting fucked up with all these Birmingham fans running at them.
Yeah.
But then all the stewards would jump on the Ipswich players.
Yeah.
And then.
Fans.
Yeah, on the Ipswich fans, sorry.
Yeah,
and they would start arresting them.
Oh, right.
And so just antagonise the Ipswich crowd even more.
Yeah.
And they all kicked off, and it was everyone was giving it a bit of stick to the Birmingham fans. And then they started winning in extra time, and it properly started kicking off.
They're literally
clambering across the nets.
It's horrible,
trying to get across,
isn't it?
And I was like, I don't mind a bit of needle, a bit of fun, a bit of banter, and
a
bit of abuse, but
you're like,
I'm worried about my safety here. So we just legged it, just drove out. Not drove out, I didn't have a car parked.
No. I was going to say, get on the pitch.
But we legged it out of the stadium, and then, you know, before the end, we knew the game was up anyway, for the pitch, and just got out.
Scary, man.
But that was probably scary.
Yeah.
Not great.
Could I tell one more?
Yeah.
So back in 91, I think it was, or 92, 91, in excess, right? That gig at Wembley, right? Brilliant. I mean,
great live album, mate.
Oh, it's great. So I was there, right?
I mean, yeah. Brilliant. I thought I heard you in the background.
Called Separated from My Friends.
Yes.
Don't know why I've gone all Australian.
Sounding more South African.
Because of Michael Hutchins, probably.
Sounding more South African, mate.
Yeah. What?
Diplomatic community.
Took the bets if you can. And I'd managed to get to the front.
Diplomatic community.
It was an all day gig.
Yes.
Jesus Jones had played.
Oh, Jesus Jones, amazing. Roachford.
Yeah.
From a baby. A bit of Alan Partridge.
Cubbly toy.
Yeah. Feel from a baby.
Hot House Flowers.
Yeah, remember them.
They're very good.
It was at Opla, Bill on the Shear.
Lovely.
There.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Thank you. And anyway, so it was packed. And this was back in the 1990s where.
Time for the guru.
Barriers and, you know, crowd control.
Don't bring Barry into this.
Barriers and stuff weren't in place properly. It was just one barrier at the front, and then you got 80,000 people pushing from behind.
Did Guru Josh play?
No. So I'd managed to get to the barrier right at the front, to the side of the stage. Anyway, Guns in the Sky, that song. And it said Guns in the Sky. Anyway. Massive surge from the back all the way to the front. I got crushed.
Wembley Stadium
got crushed at the front onto the barrier. Couldn't breathe.
Oh, that's a bit scary.
Broke two ribs.
Oh.
And managed to almost lost consciousness and managed to get dragged over the barrier. And every time I think about that, I think about, and it goes back to football.
Yeah.
And I've been in the North Bank, Clock End, various away. Grounds where you used to get those surges. You know, you can remember, right, at Ipswich.
Yeah.
And when you got picked off your feet.
I didn't happen too often there.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
And you get picked off your feet and you get fucking. Yeah. You know, you're off your feet and you're moving.
No, you literally, you haven't got a choice.
And I cannot. And it always makes you think about Hillsborough. And I know it sounds like it's a fucking bit of a downer topic, but it reminds me how lucky I was, really. That I was okay, but you can just think about Hillsborough and what that must have felt like, because that was a disaster waiting to happen. Fucking years and years and waiting.
Yeah.
And you know, whilst 97 people actually lost their lives, their lives were not in vain, because it introduced new measures in terms of security,
true, safety.
And safety at football grounds where that would never happen again.
Yeah.
So anyway, so it's a bit of a downer, but that was another moment where I fucking felt, you know, broken your ribs.
Yes, I have.
I've actually broken
my bike
on football as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's horrible feeling.
It's horrible, yeah.
And then you can't breathe.
Can't do anything.
And then you're also being pushed against this barrier.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, I'm trying to fucking enjoy in excess, you know. and got dragged over the barriers, take to first aid, and that was that.
Was it a new sensation?
It certainly wasn't, because I'd already broken the same ribs playing football.
Oh.
But I see what you've done there.
Yeah, it's that song for those who don't know.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, for those of you who are not 40.
Well, the thing is, were you blonde in those days?
No.
Well, because if you had, you could have been trying to kill yourself. It could have been a suicide blonde.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Had to work that one through. Not quite as good as a new sensation, was it?
No, but it was It was absolutely brilliant.
At least you lived, baby lived, to tell the tale.
I did. You're amazing. Love you.
Top of the Pops. Hello, great mate.
Hello, mate. Hey. Lovely to see you, mate.
Hey, great to see you too, mate.
Guess you've got a bit of a debris on your lovely jacket there, mate.
Thanks, great mate. I'll leave it there
like
for a moment.
Noel Gallagher, mate.
Just while we're recording this show, mate, guess what the next topic is, mate?
Is it bands we'd like to see reformed?
Oh, you just ruined the whole segment, mate, but yes, it is.
Oh, great, thank you
it's
for
It's almost
asking.
Like you read the script. You're meant to say, no, mate, I don't know what it is. Should we do that again?
Let's
cut, beep, cut, edit.
Rewind.
Okay. Hi, mate. How's it going, mate?
Oh, great, mate.
Welcome to the show, Some of the Pops.
Thanks, mate. What show is this, mate?
2019.
What show is this,
Alex and Nick's Podroid, Some of the Pops.
I think that's absolute diamond stuff, mate.
Yes, dynamite, in fact. Not even diamond.
Oh, yeah. Boom.
Boom. Like a...
Yeah.
Like a whatever, you know. Anyway.
Yeah.
The next topic, mate. Do you know what it is, mate?
Yeah. No, mate.
Oh, we don't know. Well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
The next topic is bands we'd like to see... Reform. Selector, yes.
Mm. So, Selector, mate, they've already reformed.
So, mate, I'm going to ask you...
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to name three bands, if you got three. It could be two.
I've got six.
Well, you've got to define that by three. You can mention all six.
Yes.
But I don't want long explanations to every single one.
I want an idea
of what your... ones are, then I want you to condense them into a top three so we can have a top three countdown between us. And I'll do exactly the same.
I do.
Okay, let's go, mate.
I'm really confused.
Basically, mate, all you need to do
is tell me the bands you want to reform
and then we'll put them into an order.
It. All right.
Don't talk about all of them, mate. Not six. We've got that long.
Led Zeppelin.
Yes, mate.
Although they
a bit old, mate.
They reformed in 2007.
Yeah,
played that one gig.
Did the O2, didn't they?
And I was working at Amazon at the time, and we had tickets.
Yeah.
And I didn't get one. But watching that back is fucking amazing. Although it took them about three or four songs to really warm up. In fact, those first three songs, I can't remember what songs they were. It's a little bit ropey.
He's a baby. He's a baby.
Yeah. But, yes.
Been and a now, long time since rock and roll.
So there's massive rumours that they'll do...
Let me get back.
The...
Baby, where I come from.
The
oh yeah.
it's brilliant. I mean, it's a joy.
Yeah, great riff of armor, mate.
That's it.
Yeah, number one.
I don't think you can argue with that.
Okay, you've done one. My turn.
Oh, is that the way it's working?
Yes.
Alex.
Yes, mate. What is it, mate? Nice to see you here.
Your first choice?
Yeah, Oasis. So straight in, because, yeah. I mean, for me...
Actually, you hijacked the point I was about to make, but it's very
relevant. I didn't hijack anything.
According to what you've just said, those bands that we think will get back for the 25th or 30th anniversary of Glastonbury, whatever it is, for next year.
Yeah.
Oasis, Led Zeppelin.
Okay. But anyway, for
me... Have you seen Oasis?
Seen them several times. Standout gig for me was they played Whitney Bay Ice Rink up in the northeast of England.
That must have been back in the day, was it?
Yeah, no, they would just come off the back of Definitely Maybe.
96?
And they'd just released What's the Story. Ocean Colour Teen in support.
Good
it was superb. And because it's Whitney Bay Ice Rink, they cover the ice rink in like boarding. You know, like chipboard or whatever, and the whole thing was jumping up and down. So you know when you're talking about the football earlier,
sprung floor,
and everyone was just going.
That's what they got a break.
It was fucking brilliant, amazing, amazing gig. And I've seen them at Wembley. I've seen them loads of times.
You didn't see them at Network?
No, my missus did.
As well.
But for me,
which
I just think
better than you.
best live band, you know, in terms of the atmosphere and everything else like that. Not always on it live, but superb atmosphere.
That is controversial.
Great gigs, and I just think they just bring the magic. And yeah, I'd love to see them again. To see them reform.
As would I.
And they've got that. They've got that. Also, what I really like about them, they've just got that. You know, obviously that whole brother
antagonism.
Love hate thing, and I just love. He sort of works on stage. It's brilliant. Brilliant band.
I have seen them only once, and it was in Nebworth. And by the time they came on, I wasn't really in a fit state to appraise them. But having watched it back, they were very hit and miss live.
Yeah.
But he is such a charismatic frontman.
Oh, he's brilliant.
Like Robert Plant.
Well, he doesn't give a shit as well. That's what I like about Liam Gallagher. Like, turn up and he could be completely off his face and just singing, you know, shit. And then another time he could be on it and completely, you know, in the zone and singing fucking amazing. So,
yeah. Great.
But I just love the attitude that comes with it, and he just does not give a shit.
So that will happen,
which is awesome. I don't think it will.
Oh, I think it definitely.
No chance.
Will.
I just think they hate each other too much, and I think it's actually more on Noel's side than the inside.
I think that's bullshit.
Do you think it's just a media thing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're both doing well in their solo careers. Why do they need to reform? Liam Gallagher's
because
stuff's
even
good,
combined,
so
they won't be as big as they were otherwise.
Well, they won't, but they don't need to be. They've had it,
but
haven't they?
But they could be, and that's the thing, right? It's that kind of carrot that's dangling over them, is that you could reform and play the biggest places in the world for about 3 years.
Yeah.
And they would, right? They could. You imagine the demand.
Do you think they've released anything new?
That's the same with Led Zeppelin.
Do you think they've released anything new? So, I'm thinking, like, comparing them to another one of my favourite Mancunian bands, of Stone Roses, who I went to see when they reformed.
They
both times.
They didn't make the list, but I haven't seen them,
and
but I would like to see them.
They're amazing live, although he's a bit hit and miss with his vocals.
They're very hit and miss.
With his vocals especially, but it's just the atmosphere again.
Yeah.
But last time around, they're good at Wembley, actually. It was amazing.
Yeah.
But I think the thing for me is that they didn't really release much new material. They did. The first time around, they didn't release anything, I don't think. The second time around, they did, and it was all right. But they never, obviously, got to that height. And I'm just worried that if Oasis formed,
they would release something.
They'd release something and it'd be shit.
But they wouldn't. I don't think it would. I think he ran out.
Just be a great
hit.
He ran
out of album art. He ran out of song ideas after 2.5 albums.
Yeah.
And they probably would release a new album. It wouldn't be any good. But what they do is they'll play arenas and stadiums.
I like some of their later stuff. Gets criticised. Some of it was brilliant,
yeah,
I thought.
I'm not a fan. Anyway. Another one of mine, slightly controversial, and in fact, I was going to say the Smiths, but I'm quite
a
late comer.
Fascist, Morrissey.
Politics aside, the Smiths only came to them very, very late. Mm. In fact, I'm going to skip that. There's three bands that you wouldn't have heard of: Isis, Red Cord, and Botch. Metal bands that you wouldn't have heard of, who are fantastic and would like to see them reform. But the other one for me would be Crowded House. It's a bit twee and a little bit chart friendly, but I've never seen them, and they have split up and then got back together and split up, and I've not seen them. I would like to see Crowded House purely because it's a bit of a soundtrack to a kind of younger me.
A younger Nick Griffiths date.
Yeah.
But I find it interesting that you're choosing bands that you haven't necessarily seen. Whereas I'm thinking my reformed ones, no, I've only named one, to be fair, Oasis. I would like to see Adam and the Ants, because I was obsessed with them as a kid.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to see it. Obviously, they wouldn't be able to recreate what they did back in the day.
And he's mental.
Yeah, and he's got mental health issues.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Mental.
So then, it sounds a bit funny as well, a bit chart friendly, but Duran Duran I would have liked to have seen live. I don't think they have not split up, though.
No, they're back together.
Are they?
Yeah. But would you take an evening out? You know, we've both got kids, and it's quite hard to get an evening out with the missus.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you prioritise Duran Duran over a night down the pub or going to a restaurant?
Yeah.
Would you?
It's one of those. I liked them as a kid, and I said, "Oh, they're not that cool." But actually, I really like their songs. I listen to them every now and then. I think it's fucking brilliant, Duran Duran. Got some cool stuff.
Okay, I do like Duran Duran.
Yeah.
I must admit, but yeah.
All right. Who were the really big bands? Let's see that have split up and haven't reformed.
The Jam.
Ooh, that's a great shout.
I don't like the Jam.
See, I do like the Jam.
Right, and I know a lot of people do.
Eating Rifles and all that.
Yeah. and my mates love the jam, and I'm kind of like an outlier when it comes to the jam, but that's one that people really would want. And Smith's been another one.
Smith's, I take it, leave it. I don't like Morrissey, puts me off a bit. Bit droney as well sometimes.
But the Smiths, in terms of their catalogue, the early stuff.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in there, don't get me wrong, but just not a huge fan overall, but I do listen to them.
I mean, the obvious choice here would be someone like the Beatles.
Yeah, but you can't. I'd say you can't go with people who are dead.
Correct. Yeah.
Because otherwise, what you're going to get? Ringo Starr, his son, playing two sets of drums, and
who played for Oasis?
Paul McCartney. Yeah, he did. Zach Starkey.
Zach Starkey. Yeah. Great drummer. Anyway,
there isn't really anyone else I can think of that are like right up there. Jesus Jones, I wouldn't mind seeing. Actually, you mentioned them
earlier.
Would
you like to go?
In Excess, yeah.
I'm going to see the one stuff in December.
Nice.
Who is only him now? Miles Hunt.
Miles Hunt. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go see Jesus Jones. We supported Jesus Jones back
Who's
in the day.
Who's we?
My old band.
Called?
Mariachi.
And where did you support them?
Middlesex Uni Summer Ball, Trent Park.
That's quite cool.
Yeah, it was quite cool. Yeah, it was good.
I really used to like them. Yeah. I really used to like them. Got some good tunes.
Think we're done?
No, I think there's one more we're missing. It's a really cool electronic artist called Bobby Kilometer. I'd really like to see him come back. He hasn't done anything for about 5 years.
Is he dead?
No, he's not dead, he's alive.
Right.
He's released a few demos on SoundCloud. So
a few demos, mate.
At Bobby Kilometer on SoundCloud, mate. Go give him a listen. He's also available on iTunes, Spotify, and all good music sources.
I'm not going to do that, mate.
Why not?
Sounds like shit, mate.
No, mate. He's got this great song called Wait a Minute. Guess what you have to do?
No, you just wait a minute.
You have to literally wait a minute, and then it kicks in.
I'm not fucking waiting a minute.
He's a musical genius.
Sounds like a cunt.
In fact, he's so good, I'm going to play him in the intersection of this one. So for anyone listening on Anchor, please listen to Bobby Kilometer and Wait a Minute. Thanks, mate.
My pants are on fire.
My hands have melted.
My pants are on fire.
Bummy.
Hi. You alright?
Yeah, not bad, boy.
What was that intro about?
Well, this is a topic that we're going to discuss. Is what would you rescue if your house was on fire?
God forbid.
Now, discount, children, anything alive, pets.
Anything alive.
Wife. Well, pets and family.
Children and family.
Yeah. What would you...
What would I rescue?
What would you run
into? From the scene of the crime.
It could be crime. It could be arson.
That's what I mean. Scene of the crime.
It's funny that you brought up... It's funny you brought up, like, crime.
Yes.
You immediately think, this is a crime.
It is a crime. I think you've come into my house and set it on fire.
Who has?
You.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Bastard.
No, I'll blow it up. Blow it up. Immediately. Massive bomb.
Oh, no.
Massive bomb.
What is going on, Alex?
I don't know, font man.
Hey.
What? It's Nick talking about setting the house on fire. You told him to leave me alone.
I'm sorry, font man. So, he's just being a real idiot.
Font man. I like Nick. So what's up, mate?
This must be one
How you
of the
doing?
First,
long time no see.
This is the first time that you've actually sat down next to Alex.
Yeah, it's...
Can I just say, it's really nice. Can I really say, it's nice to see you?
Well, you don't say that when Alex isn't here, do you?
I
is that right, font man? What's he saying? Well, he's always saying, like... that I'm a bit of a cunt and that, and not being very nice.
Alex,
I'm sorry to hear that, fella.
Alex, can you go and get a beer?
Yeah, sure, mate. What do you want?
Pierogi.
Yeah,
thanks,
going
mate.
Back. Look after him, font man.
Yeah, will do, pet, will do.
What are you fucking doing here, you little prick? What are you doing here? I told you.
Are you talking to me again, Nick?
You fucking know I'm talking
you
to you.
I knew you'd do this as soon as Alex went away.
Yeah, well, I fucking hate you, don't I?
I'm going to set your house on fire, you little shit.
Yeah, you wish.
Yeah.
I'll set you on fire.
What would you rescue, though? Alex told me about the programme and that, and that you're doing it, and you'd like to know what you'd rescue. I reckon your face wouldn't make any difference, even if it was set on fire anyway. So... I think your nose would probably save you.
I don't think you're in any position to offer any critique on what I would or wouldn't say. The fact that your name is based on a font. You are Font Man. Yeah, but also, you don't volunteer any new sort of font-related...
Yeah, well, I was just about to come on to that. Funny to
mention
it.
Well, you weren't.
I was.
You were just about to introduce the topic about what would you read my mind. What would you rescue from
you
a burning building?
You can't read my mind.
Oh, I can, but you open with that.
I was going to introduce...
So, sort your fucking life out, mate.
I was going to introduce...
Sort your fucking life
out. I was going to introduce...
You low-life scumbag.
I was going to introduce the new font, Man on Fire font. And it's got special flames after each letter. So it's like an F and it's got flames. L, flames. A, flames.
E,
M,
flames.
Flames.
Yeah, I think
E,
I, yeah.
Flames. S,
yeah.
Water, to put out the rest of the flames so it doesn't ruin the font.
Such a dick.
Yeah, you find you're laughing though. Yeah. I can see your little face.
Why don't you?
It's not a little face.
Why don't you go?
Actually, ahead. Talking of flames, you've been on holiday in it because you've got a face like a burnt up raisin or a burnt out sun.
But the fact you look like Stewie Griffin with his head turned the wrong way round, dipped in shit, is neither here nor there. Why don't you run back to your mum, who you like to finger? Okay. She's waiting for
no,
you.
No, that's not my mum. It's your mum.
She's got a dirty knickers off on her head. Yeah.
Yeah, it's your mum.
So you want you go back and finger
it's your
her?
Mum.
Why don't you go? No, it's my mum. My mum's dead. Yeah. Why don't you go back and finger your mum like she likes on a Friday evening and fuck off out my
well,
sight.
My mum's dead too. That's not very nice, is it?
You idiot. You twat.
Do you like
Fond
Man? Nick, why are you calling him Fond Man? Nasty nice.
I think so now.
I just heard you. I just came into that conversation.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I'm going to take my pint away. Don't talk to my friend like that.
Right.
He says he's been saying some stuff about fingering your mum.
He's not fingering my mum. My mum's dead.
So what's he on about then?
I've no idea. He's a fucking liar, isn't he? Idiot.
Come on, man. Come back. All right, what's up, Alex? What's up, like? Well, Nick says that he wasn't talking about your mum. What's he talking about then?
Pathological liar.
I'm not.
You couldn't even spell that, you stupid cunt. Fuck off out my sight.
LIGHTENYOUR-HOUSE. Bye.
That's why your carers are on their way. Fuck off.
It's not very nice.
No, nor is he.
I don't like the way he spoke to him there. I think you should raise your standards.
Sure. Well, that's for me to decide, not you.
What did you discuss anyway, apart from calling all those horrible names?
He was talking about what would you rescue out of the burning, your burning house. What would be the things you would...
Well, he
take?
Told me, just on the way out there, that you would rescue his mum's knickers, because you like to finger her.
No.
No, not true?
No, false.
Oh, okay.
Interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a horrible situation to be in.
Oh.
What are you thinking?
I am thinking... I'd probably rescue, maybe it's a bit sad, but maybe a device, like a Kindle or something like that,
right.
Or maybe a favourite book or a photo album. You know, they're the obvious things, the sentimental stuff, but ultimately I'm not, for me, there isn't any sort of visual thing that I think, okay, that'd be amazing.
So you're not materialistic.
No, exactly.
And same
well, same
with
materialistic.
Me. It's the fact that you've mentioned a photo or a book, and they're the two things that I put down on my list.
Yeah, and I think, but even then, a photo, these days, I know I could get it printed again. So it sounds really silly.
If you have it digitalised.
That is true, but I can't think of many photos that I don't have digitalised.
Oh, I've got fucking loads, mate.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So I think I'd probably go for something like a TV.
Not
I'm joking.
I know. It's sometimes hard to tell.
But there isn't much I would rescue. I think it'd be something like, you know, you get those sort of things to do with your kids. You know, that doesn't mean anything to anyone else. Like, you know, their plate with their feet on it or whatever, or something like that.
Yeah,
sentimental
yeah, yeah.
value. It's always those kind of things, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I've got a book.
Well, even then, it wouldn't be that bothered.
Sorry, mate.
I just want everyone out there safe, mate.
I've got a book that I bought when I went to Nepal when I was 15.
Was it a Nepaling read?
No, it was Nepal, as in Nepal, the country,
yes.
Kathmandu. And I bought a book by an
Kathmandu.
Author called Piers Anthony.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
No.
Fiction writer.
Right.
And it was a book that I read probably seven or eight times. and I bought it, you know, on a voyage of discovery when I was wandering the streets of Kathmandu. I would try and save that. There's also a photo of me with my nan, passed away 10 years ago, this year actually.
Yeah, I've got one of my grandma, I'd probably rescue
with
that.
With me, my brother and all my cousins around her.
Yeah,
Simmer. Probably you could get that digitalised, but yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Sentimental, you know,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, sentimental stuff. Actually,
but do you know what? I've let the TV burn.
Because you can get that insurance, can't you? But then if you've got time, I would probably go for a similar kind of stuff. I've got this great photo album of when I went out to Australia, 98, 99, Ashes. Met my my now wife on that trip. Met all of my best mates.
Yeah.
Had a great time. And, you know, that's just a photo album. But it's also like a scrapbook, so it's got the tickets for the cricket newspaper, it's all that kind of shit.
Have you got that?
It's amazing.
Digitalised or?
No.
No, see, there you go.
But technically, it's not in my house. That's why I didn't think of it. It's in my garage.
Right. I think this fire would be all consuming, right?
Okay, I'll get that then.
Yeah.
I'll get that and the picture of me with my grandmama. That's one of the nice ones of my grandma and granddad as well. And everything else, I think, is digitalised.
Would you rescue the incriminating VHS tapes of you, you know, shagging sheep, you know, molesting, you know, meerkats? Would you let that... I mean, actually, that's a silly question. You'd let that burn, right? Because then you're free and clear of all that stuff that's hanging over you.
Well, number one, I don't have any of those. Number two...
No, it'd be burning
the ones that you showed me of you doing all of those things, and then a little bit more.
Mm. That's deflecting, I
would
think,
probably... Yeah. I probably wouldn't save them if it was your house.
But we're talking about your house.
No, I know, but I'm just saying if it was your house and I'm trying to think
stay on target
about what you can do,
yeah,
then
on
no, I don't think I would rescue your stuff or you
no,
dirty bastard.
No, I'm not asking you to do that. That's yeah. You know, your choice.
Yeah. Well, you've got them all at...
You'd let all the incriminated evidence that you have
you've
in
got them
your
all at Fontman's
house,
haven't
them
you?
Burn.
Or your DJ, mate. What was his name? Huh? DJ Steve Thompson from Kerrang FM or whatever.
I don't know. DJ Steve...
What was that?
Who?
What was that radio station you used to work on?
I'm not going
to
tell you.
Cunt FM.
Cunt FM.
With Matt Fucknose.
Matt Fucknose?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
You're so funny.
I know.
The wit. And it's so quick. It's the laser sharp. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. I think we've done that.
Yeah, that wasn't a great topic, was it?
Yeah, but it's
another one of your
shit something
ones.
Else.
Fuck's sake.
Prick.
Cool. Bong. Bong. Bong.
And here tonight at the News at 10.
Bong.
Fodman discovered dead at the bottom of a lift.
Bong.
Alex Speak self-confesses it's a cunt.
Bong. Next topic, newsreaders. Welcome to the Alex and Nick Pod News. With me, Alex Speak.
And me, Nick Griffiths.
So, this next segment, Nick, we've got a newsreader styling because it's the long-awaited newsreader segment.
Now, can we...
I will introduce this because I've been fucking waiting long enough because of all your fucking topics being getting there every fucking week. So, this topic
is
all about...
Not strictly true, though, is it?
Oh, fuck off.
Ooh.
So, we're getting...
You're a bit tetchy today. As you, as per.
I am not tetchy.
You are tetchy. Actually, you came in today, wherever we are,
yes,
into the office, and you were full of bonhomie. You were
yes,
full
I
of
gave
life
you a
and
hug.
Happiness. You did give me a hug.
Yes,
it was lovely.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, good boy.
So not spread
well
malicious rumours.
Well done.
So anyway, the topic is newsreaders. Long awaited.
What malicious rumours am I going to spread?
Long awaited. Move on. Long awaited. And the when we say newsreaders, it is. Your, not necessarily your favourite newsreader, it's just leaders in general.
Yeah.
Any kind of quirks you know about them, any facts you know about them.
Can I ask why?
Just the world of newsreaders.
So when we first started discussing the this topic, this
yes.
is one of the first things you mentioned straight out of the gate before we even recorded
you know
our first one.
Do you know why?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Okay.
Why?
Because.
And I don't know why.
There were some lads who I'm good friends with.
Yeah.
And I said, lads, you got any ideas for topics? For the Podroid.
This,
soon
is
Podroid.
This is feedback.
Feedback before it even started.
Actually, it's not feedback then. What is it?
Pre-feedback.
Pre-feedback.
Ideas, in fact.
Very good.
Ideas for a programme in the Alan Partridge way.
Yes.
And basically,
Monkey tennis,
they said
blah, blah, blah.
Newsreaders, because there's so much mileage in terms of, you know, who they are, they've got little habits, there's little quirks you might not know about them. I'll give you a couple of examples. Okay, so which news do you get in your region? You're in Maidenhead, aren't you? So do you get London news, or do you get like BBC South or whatever it is?
London.
For your local news?
London.
So you know Asad Ahmed, yes?
Yes.
So Asad Ahmed, you ever watch the news? And I didn't know this till someone told me. So he's like a really nice guy, very on it.
Pedo?
No, he's not Pedo.
Sorry. All right, good.
But he has obviously got some kind of issue with his leg. He's got a little walking cane.
Okay.
So there's all these little things you don't know about these people, and I just think it's a whole little world.
But you don't need to know them. They're there to deliver the
fact,
news.
But the fact is, Asad Ahmed has a cane in the studio, and it's just sort of left there. It's a bit weird why he would leave it in the studio. So why would it not be behind the desk, for example? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, someone to help him, i.e. his co-presenter?
Yeah, it's just a bit odd. I just think, not a problem with his cane, obviously.
Why is it odd?
Well, it's just a bit odd that his cane is on display.
But why would it be?
Well, why is it just behind the desk? I'm not saying he has to hide
it. It's just there to deliver news, right?
Yeah,
you don't
so why
need to
is
know
cane
the backstory.
There? Yeah, so why is the cane there?
The cane there?
Yeah, why is it on screen?
I don't know.
But this is the bit. So there must be a reason why it's there in the first place. You're not getting it, are you? Do you not find it a bit strange, right? Let's say you've got some kind of disability and you need the use of a cane or a walking stick or whatever it might be, right? And then you're presenting the news. I would presume that you would just keep the cane next to you, maybe perched on your chair or leaning against the desk in front of you.
But no one questions the fact that you're at work with a carer, for example. I mean, no one questions that, so why is that important?
Is that it?
No.
Brilliant.
No.
Brilliant. Brilliant. You still haven't explained why the cane is there.
Carry on.
At least I get on TV. Your face would be fucking face for radio, isn't it?
Carry on.
I can't now.
This is your topic.
I know.
So why is it important to know the backstory?
No, it's not. But
they're
just curious about the backstory.
A functional role.
But I just think with local news readers in particular.
Yeah.
So like you've got your 6 o'clock news crew.
Yeah.
Or 10 o'clock news. You've got Trevor McDonald. You've got your Moira Stewart. You've got your Hugh Edwards, and they've got a bit of character. But then they often do other shows. So they might do like Antiques Roadshow, like that Fiona Bruce does.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or they might do BBC Breakfast, like Dan Walker does.
Yeah.
You know, they all do different things. Whereas your local ones, it feels like because they're in your local area, it almost feels like you should know them better.
You feel it's more personal because it's regionalised.
But then, and it's a bit more casual, a bit more relaxed. And I just think...
Do you feel
I'd
that?
Like to know. Well, I do.
Do you think that? Although
Asad Ahmed, he's a bit cold, but then...
But then I was in Cornwall last week, and they had Cornish, whatever it's called. Whatever news. Cornish news.
Cornwall FM.
It's fucking wet. Don't go out on your boat.
Yeah.
But why do I need to...
Don't get caught up in a riptide.
All I want them to do is to give me the news with... Without any regional inflection, I just want to know what is the fucking news. I don't care about the backstory.
Well, I think their characters, this is what I like about regional news. It's like Alan Partridge, isn't it? It's that whole reason for.
That's not real.
I know, but it's based on that kind of thing, isn't it? And I just love they've got all these characters, and I just love the little shitty banter they have between them, a bit like we're having now.
Yeah.
It's just like irrelevant and shit, but it's actually quite entertaining.
But that doesn't happen.
It does.
I don't know.
So, like, I'll give you an example. Nick Owen, Midlands Today.
Who's on my list.
Fucking superb.
Yeah.
Fucking legend.
Luton boy.
And he's such a legend. You know, so he used to do, we discussed this before, Good Morning, Anna Nick, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And we discussed it before, I wrote off to him for my wedding, and he said, "I just think like that." And he's just got a bit of character.
We've covered this.
Yeah, we covered him.
Yes,
but it's just an example of what a great regional newsreader should be. And it also had Shefali Oza, who is a weather girl on Midland State, and she was number one, really quite attractive. Number two, just used to have great bants with Nick, and this is what you need. Alice Bandrakavi, London, BBC London.
Mm. Mm.
Do you like her?
I don't. I can't say I know her.
Okay, so if we're going really old school...
David Frost.
Was he a newsreader, though? I think it was more of a Andrew Marr type character. Frost on Sunday, and hello and welcome to Frost on Sunday.
He was great.
That's from me.
He tore politicians apart as did...
Yeah, very quick.
Oh, what's your man's name?
Don't know, but you wouldn't be very good, would you?
Paxman.
Jesus.
Yeah. Paxman, it's brilliant. Trying to bring a sense of honesty to proceedings where politics in general is full of fucking fluff and nonsense.
Mm.
And it's great, digging beneath the surface to find the real thing. I think that's probably what you're... Maybe you're trying to see the human side.
Well, this is it. I just like the elements to them, where they are doing quite some stuff, but you don't want them just to dead boring delivery. They've got to do something a bit more interesting. So think of the modern day ones.
You've got fine line,
Hugh Edwards,
though.
Right? He just looks...
Yeah.
He just looks really bored.
He's lost a lot of weight, though. Have you seen him?
Yeah, he's a boxer now.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
But
he's like a soldier.
He's cool, but he looks fucked off, which I quite like. So he's like, so he reads it out and he goes, okay, over to the Buckingham Palace. And he's just like, oh, do we really have to go there? He just looks fucked up,
I do like that.
But he does it with a straight face.
Yes.
So I like him. I also like Sue Lawley back in the day.
Yeah, she was really good.
She was
firm. Yeah,
Kind of imagine her dressed up in rubber gear.
Right.
A bit of a dominatrix.
Sure.
Whipping Frank Boff.
Well, funny enough, I had Frank Boff on my list also.
Absolute deviant.
Well, he was very good at what he did.
Was he, though?
To my untrained eye, yeah. But, he had his sexual peccadillos, didn't he?
Peccadillos?
S&M dungeons. And
yeah, all
a bit
sorts.
Of coke. He loved a bit of Charlie Hoover, didn't he?
Did he?
Mm.
Modern day, though, Simon McCoy. Do you know him?
No.
Slightly foppish-looking gent on the BBC News.
Is he part of the McCoy's crisp empire?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, but imagine if he were.
That'd be a great job.
Oh.
He's very sarcastic. And he just looks at people and just sort of kills them dead.
So now you're talking kind of breakfast TV stuff.
No, he does BBC News.
Let's talk about Piers Morgan.
No, because he's not a newsreader. He's a cunt. I don't want to talk about him.
Huh?
Makes me angry.
What? Okay. So you're just cutting that off? Straight off?
Well, because he's not a newsreader. It doesn't qualify in the segment.
What about Anne Diamond?
Was she a regional news presenter?
She was. And then paired up with... Nick and Anne.
Yes, that's the whole topic.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, that was the funniest, most underrated programme ever.
I really used to enjoy
when they went to BBC and they got smashed by This Morning, which is a travesty.
Yeah.
Absolute travesty.
Travesty.
That was one of the funniest programmes on TV.
Yeah.
But actually, you watched the one show?
No, not recently.
Like a pre-runner for that. So
Anna
Nick was like that.
Charles and...
Yeah, so it's got like, let's do something... Yeah. Let's do something serious.
But that's Partridge, isn't
it? Yeah, but let's do something serious. Let's do this. But they're great fun doing it.
Yeah,
and then
one
show just taken off where they left off.
Yeah.
Taken off where they left off.
I do like that stuff. It's good.
So anyway...
Go on.
In terms of favourite newsreaders...
Is this going well? Are you
I'm
happy?
Enjoying this. I'm really enjoying
good.
This.
You
I'm
are. You it. Can see you cracked a smile.
I know.
You can. Your eyes are glistening.
Yeah.
You're happy. You're like a happy dog. You know, your nose is all wet and, your tail's wagging. It's brilliant.
Weirdo.
It's lovely to see.
Michael Burke. Do you remember him?
Yes,
a lot of
course.
People didn't like him, but I thought it was quite good.
Yeah.
He had that kind of slightly drollness to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he did 999, What's Your Emergency?
Right? Yes.
What do you do when there's a great big swarm of bees coming at you?
Let's see.
And they recreated it, didn't they? And all kinds of hell broke loose. Moira Stewart.
Okay.
Brilliant. Slightly square, but we'll get down to it.
Very beautiful and very good at what she did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good poise. Chef poise.
Modern day, I would say Michelle Hussein. Perfect delivery. She does Radio 4 as well.
What about Natasha Kampinski?
No, not a fan.
Why?
I don't know, she just irritates me.
Up herself?
I've never seen.
Would you like to be up her?
No, that's offensive. Okay. Don't objectify women.
No, I'll ask you a question, whether or not you'd like to be up her.
No, I wouldn't, no.
Okay, all right, well, just go off,
I'm
right?
Happily married, Nicholas.
No, I know you are.
Yeah. What about you? Do you like to be up her?
No, I no.
No?
No.
Any newsreaders you would like to be?
I also had Kate A.D.
Oh, it's a good
newsreader.
Shout.
She was a
she
news
was
reporter.
For a bit.
She was a reporter.
I'm
no,
sure
she
was a newsreader for a bit.
But she kind of like was the
groundbreaking.
Absolutely, in war zones.
Yeah.
On the front line.
Yep.
Absolutely fearless. Apparently horrible to deal with, but,
Is she?
But,
bit of a madam.
But she put herself in the front line, gave honest accounts of what she was seeing, often horrific stuff.
Yeah.
but fantastic, you know, brilliant, proper news reporting, journalism, proper journalism.
That's a good shout.
Yeah.
Oh, Scranny Moore on your little list there? Fergal Sharkey? Oh, no, he's a singer.
I had Michael Aspel.
Michael Aspel?
Who used to be a...
No, I know who he is. Lots of quiz shows and stuff.
Yeah.
But he used to work with his son.
But he also did Give Us a Clue.
I used to work with his son.
Did you?
Yeah, he used to work at Cancer Research UK. I think he still does. Ed.
Oh, good lad.
He's a good bloke.
Michael Aspel, he obviously, from a journalistic perspective, was very good, but he also did Give Us a Clue. Lionel Clare,
who was
Una Stubbs.
Who was it? Give
Michael
Us a Clue.
Aspel.
Yeah, but...
That's the clue.
Oh.
So his first name's Michael.
Second name...
Aspel.
You should have said something like Cider from Suffolk.
Two syllables.
Okay, I've got a... Give Us a Clue as soon as we're playing. Ready?
Yeah. First word. Wanker. You. Excellent.
Yay. No. Try again.
No, I'll finish.
So, rhymes with... Brick.
Right. Brian.
No, it's Nick. That's in
Brian Blessed.
Nick.
Brian Blessed.
Second name. Mythical creature.
Jason Isaacs.
Nick Griffiths.
Everton.
India. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
Grandstand?
Yay! There he is.
There we are.
That's a nice segue into our latest topic, which this time is, could you, or do you think you could, beat a sports team, you know, with some other mates or player at other sports? So let's say this all comes from a debate I was having with a few of my mates around, would the Indian cricket team be any good at football? Which I think they probably would be, because they're, you know, prime athletes in their prime that probably play football in the warm-up. And do you think we could beat them? And at footy, and I was like, well, no. I said, even though cricket's a dominant game there, they still play football in India. And they'll probably mess around in the warm-up, and they'll probably be really half-decent. And they've also got regional football teams. There's an Indian Premier League of football.
Yeah.
Russell Osman coaches one of the teams, for example. So, actually, I don't think we stand a fucking chance. But then the whole debate was led on to, OK, you couldn't beat someone who's a modern-day athlete in a proper athletic sport like football or cricket, right? So you could probably beat a footballer at cricket, unless they're really good at cricket, because they might not have played cricket. Do you see what I mean?
I do. Yeah.
So I'm just trying to see, for me, but even then, I reckon if you gave a modern day footballer a few lessons in cricket, they'd shit all over you after
Jamie
a while.
Jamie Vardy, chess, I would win.
But, okay, shall we say an active sport,
because
or we say darts,
any
sport?
He is one up from an amoeba.
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
Well,
you met him?
Huh?
Have you met him?
Yeah. Yeah.
No?
Yeah, he's alright. He's a good lad.
You haven't met him, have you?
No.
Okay. So let's...
I think I could beat him at chess.
Okay, let's forget... So I would say chess is a game, not a sport. So I was thinking, I don't think I could beat the Indian cricket team at football. So I reckon they're fairly decent, right?
Yeah.
But I reckon I could beat a US golfer, an old school one, at football. So let's say
What do you mean old school?
No, so let's say Phil Mickelson,
right.
Tiger Woods, some of the older lads on the tour.
Yeah.
So me, you, a few of my mates, a few of your mates.
Yeah.
Five aside or 11 aside.
Yeah,
I reckon
we'd
smash them to bits, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
And they'd probably be a bit worried about their back and all that shit as well. Plus
old arms.
You know, Sergio Cabrera or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
He's a fat cunt anyway.
Yeah.
So I reckon that'd be quite a comfortable victory.
He is, isn't he?
That chain smoking cunt. I mean, who would smoke these days anyway?
Idiots.
So, yeah, I reckon you could take on the US golfers at something like football. But this is my point. If they're in a proper athletic sport, like athletics, so Usain Bolt football, pretty decent.
Yeah.
Gary Lineker's pretty good at cricket, for example.
Yeah.
and then you'll have lots of rugby players who are good at cricket and football.
He played for Lincolnshire, did he?
Yeah, I think he did, someone like that, yeah. Beefy, Ian Botham played football for Scunthorpe United.
Oh, Scunthorpe and Torquay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I just think it's easy to say, yeah.
Is it mentality as opposed to skill?
Well, I think it's fitness. I remember this guy who I used to play cricket with at junior level when I was up in Yorkshire. I just played for a village team called Burnt Yates, and he went off to play rugby for Wasps, and he also played for England at representative level rugby.
Yeah.
And then apparently I didn't see this, but my brother's mate did. He came back to play cricket for that same team, just knocked off 200 like that. Whereas before he was a decent cricketer, but I think the fact that he was a professional sportsman, just knew his own body, knew what to do, his whole kind of job is following a ball around. Just his level of sporting ability went up. So I think if you're a professional sportsman, you can be pretty hard to beat.
I would agree. I don't think you'll find any sort of argument for me.
Would you not?
No, not really, because that's a mentality thing as well, isn't it? You're conditioned to perform at a good level, a high level, in terms of hand-eye coordination.
But this is a thing.
And fitness.
But that's the thing. I think it's fitness and hand-eye coordination. So I'd say, let's say it's an ex-professional footballer or an ex-cricketer, then you've got a chance. So we played against, you know, cricket-wise, a team I used to play for up in Oxfordshire, Enston. They played a few kind of, you know, these Lord Taverners games where it's celebrities and blah, blah, and you get a few cricketers, you get a few cricketers along. So in Martin Bicknell's one. And then one of our batsmen hit him over the head for a few fours, a few sixes. And then all of a sudden, the speed started ramping up and he cleared him out.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
so he still has it in his locker. But you suddenly think, oh, I've got a chance here.
So Kenny Sampson, at football, I could beat Kenny Sampson.
Now?
Yes.
Was that because he's a bit of a drunk, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's a bit unfortunate.
Well, but, you know, it's, it's true. He's, you know, in a bad way.
Yeah.
You take advantage of him. You'd be megging him left, right and centre.
Someone who's not in a bad way.
Well, you know, you're sort of narrowing the parameters.
This is what I'm trying to say. So could you actually beat someone at a sport where they're half decent fitness?
It's such a wide-ranging subject.
It is.
I mean, it really is. I'd say mentality and hand-eye coordination. If you're a professional at a sport,
yeah,
then I would say you're going to be up against someone that's
okay.
Going to be pretty
right.
good.
I've got it.
Yeah.
So what sport would you go for you to play?
Yeah.
And which sportsman current would you go for to beat? And you could be part of a team if you wanted to be. So if you want football, that's fine. And you could say, oh, I want to take on Gareth Thomas. I just made up. He's a rugby player, isn't he?
He was a rugby
was,
player.
Okay, so it's not a good example.
Welsh legend.
Right, there you go.
Yeah.
But you just pick someone who's currently playing and you reckon you could beat him at a sport. Who would it be?
Oh, I don't know. He's putting on the spot.
Well, that's the idea, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but, you know, I've done no prep for this.
Have a little thing.
Well, but this is dead time, isn't it?
Well,
we really should
have
done this, but... What? Go on, then.
Go on.
No, what?
Ask me the question.
Yeah. I'm asking you the
question. Yeah, you got to say yes. Ask me the question.
What sport would you participate in against the current professional
sports? Okay, I'd go cricket.
Okay.
And I would go for... I don't think I would go for Jamie Vardy. I thought I was going to say Jamie Vardy then because you said him earlier. I think I'd probably go for John Stones at cricket.
Who's John Stones?
England central
defender.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. One who fucked up last night.
Against the Netherlands.
Yeah.
So I'd go for him. Cricket, I reckon I'd clear him out. Bowling. First ball. Yorker on his toes. See you later. Stumps everywhere. Fuck off, John. That's twice he fucked up in two nights. Get out.
Right. Okay.
Your turn.
I haven't got one.
Oh, come on.
But
play the game.
Put me on. I am trying to play
the game.
I
gave you time there.
No, you didn't. I was listening to you.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, mate.
Well, you had a chess with Jamie Vardy earlier.
Yeah, well, that's
but
my entry.
Talk about a sport, a real sport.
Well, I don't know.
Badminton with Phil Gartside.
I don't know who that is.
Used to be the Bolton chairman. He's dead now, actually.
Right, but he wasn't a sportsman.
No, yeah.
He's a businessman.
Squash versus Brian Moore. Hula hoops versus Chris Eubank.
Yeah. Monkey tennis.
Monkey tennis, yeah.
This is going into Partridge.
It'd be a great programme, though, wouldn't it?
No.
No, not having
terrible.
It?
No.
Okay.
No. But well done.
Thank you.
Yeah.